going to see a good bit of the county, see the investment, but more importantly, Catherine, that investment wouldn't happen without communities and without communities working hard on the ground with, as I said, the county council. And in some counties, we have difficulties in getting these projects up and running. We have difficulties in getting them delivered, but most definitely not in Leitrim. And I want to thank everybody involved in that, and that's why I'm here today.
You are visiting a county and you will be in many communities who were arguably worst hit by Storm Eo, and many residents still quite angry over the government's approach, particularly in the aftermath. Do you feel that perhaps maybe lessons can be and should be learned ahead of future weather events?
Oh, totally, Catherine. Yeah, we have to learn lessons from this. You know, just in relation to my own department, Department of Social Protection, we run the humanitarian assistance scheme. And in Leitrim, we paid out just 2,182 claims, about €639,000. The first part, what we call HASC 1, that concludes tomorrow. So anybody that hasn't submitted a form, they need to get in by tomorrow. But that's been over 3 months since the event, and we've tried to be as flexible as possible. In relation to the overall event, the Department of Local Government are looking at a better resilience programme. And I firstly want to thank everybody who responded in Leitrim, the communities who established hubs and led out in hubs, the council, the ESB workers, my colleagues in both the county council and in their office. And we continue to work on cases. But we have to... It was a one-off event. It was an unprecedented event, Catherine, Storm Eo, but now the precedent has been set and we have to prepare for that kind of event in the future. And particularly in relation to counties like Leitrim, we have to do a lot better in terms of forestry and forestry corridors. I remember speaking to the ESB at the time and they spoke about having to totally reconstruct parts of the electricity network in Leitrim at the time. We can't have that situation again. We can't have people left without power. We can't have, and I continue to engage, Catherine, with communications companies about people who are still out of broadband and out of phone, out of pendants. That can't happen again either. And I'm certainly determined from Department of Rural and Community Development point of view that we will have a much better prepared response on the next occasion.